Daf is Daf Dalad. So we're in the very, very top line of Dalad and Aleph. We've been discussing the concept of Lishma, and just back to Zvachim and Gittin and Tumah V'Tahara a little bit. Not really Lishma, but the area of Tumah V'Tahara was a discussion. So now we're up to the very top line. It says, how do we know? What's the source? I mean, Nolan Ba'inan Zvicha Lishma. We've been assuming that you require Lishma for Zvicha, which is Shechita, but where's the source? So the Gemara says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'im zevach shlomim karbono. If there's a zevach shlomim, zevach really means a carbon. It's a generic term of a carbon. Zevach shlomim, shlomim is a specific type of carbon. So v'im zevach shlomim karbono, what does that mean? Shetihei zvicha, the zvicha, even though it means a carbon, it's really a mice of shchita. So the zevach shlomim means the zvicha, the shchita, should be l'shem shlomim. You have to have the kavana of l'shma. That's the source. The Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma hainu shmayu. Maybe that's what it's called. Maybe a zevach shlomim is called the zevach shlomim. That's the name. It's called the zevach ola, zevach carbon. Who says it means zevach should be l'shlomim? So the Gemara says, midichsip, from the fact that we have other areas where we call it shlomim alone without the word zevach, as it says here, amakriv es dam hashlomim, doesn't it zevach shlomim? So it's shlomim, the word is shlomim. So what does it mean, zevach shlomim? It means zevach l'shem shlomim. Another ride the Gemara brings that we see shlomim is called shlomim without the word zevach. It says, amakriv es dam shlomim, hazorik es dam shlomim, velo ksiv zevach, and hach. But here, it says, ksiv zevach shlomim karbono, it must be Shema Aminah teaching us shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim, that the zvicha has to be l'shem, the carbon you're shechting it for. Gemara now says, Ashech on zvicha. Fine, now we have a source that the zvicha has to be l'shma. Zevach shlomim teaches us that. What about the sharavot? What are the sharavot? This, just to review again, it's the Kabbalah, it's the Holacha, carrying the blood to the Mizbech, and then the Zerika. Those are the four avodas. Zvicha is one we know, but what about the other three of Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zerika? Sharavodos minalam. Gemara says, maybe you're going to tell me v'chitema, maybe you could suggest leilav mizvicha. Let's learn from zvicha. Just like we find zvicha has lishma, so to the other three avodos should require lishma. Gemara says, you can't learn from zvicha because zvicha shekein nifseles shelo l'shem ochlim b'pesach. So zvicha is unique that when it comes to the world of Pesach, if you shecht a karm Pesach for someone who is not on the guest list, or someone who's not able to eat a kazayis of the Pesach, like someone who's too old or too ill, so then that karbon, that shechita, is going to be pasul. So when it comes to Pesach, only the zvicha requires all the lishmav who's eating it. But the other avodos, even though, let's say I did the Kabbalah, Kohen did the Kabbalah, l'shem a certain chola who can't eat the Karban Pesach, or l'shem someone who wasn't part of the guest list, that doesn't disqualify the Karban. If you did a holacha or a zrika, shelo l'shem the ochlin of Pesach, it doesn't disqualify. So we see that zvicha of a Pesach is the only thing that disqualifies the Karban Pesach if it's shelo l'shem the certain person, so that's a certain chumra for zvicha. So to maybe, just like Pesach, there's a certain chumra by the zvicha, maybe all other kabbanas, only zvicha requires lishma, but the other vodos don't require lishma. So the Gemara says, how do we know the shar vodos require lishma as well? Says the Gemara, elamakra hamakriv is dam hashlamim, that your makriv the shlamim shetehe kabbalah l'shem shlamim, that the kabbalah should be shlamim as well. Where do you see shlamim? Where do you see kabbalah here? It says makriv. Makriv means to bring close. So pashup shat makir means to do a halacha, to walk over the dam to the mizbech. Where do you see Kabbalah indicated here? So if you look at Rashi, this is a drush in the Gemara really. Rashi says hamakriv kabbalahu. That means Kabbalah. Detanya v'krivo ze kabbalah's dam. So we're going to see in the Gemara, I forget which daf this is on, even though the word makriv, which is interpreted as coming closer, it really means a kabbalah, catching, to catch the blood. So we see the pasuk says hamakiv is dam hashlamim, the kabbalah's dam should be l'shem shlamim. So that's the raya shetihe kabbalah l'shem shlamim. So now we have kabbalah and zvicha have a source of lishma. So the Gemara says, okay, now we have a source for kabbalah. Lichto rachmana b'kabbalah v'leilaf shchita minay. So why not just have a pasuk to tell me that the kabbalah requires lishma, and you could derive from that shchita slash zvicha also requires lishma. Why does it have to have two separate psukim for zvicha and kabbalah? So Gemara says, mishum dikel mifrach, you can ask the question, ma le kabbalah shekem psula bizar v'isha. No, there's a certain chumrah that Kabbalah has. A Kabbalah, if a zar, a non-Kohen, catches the blood, it's disqualified. If a woman catches the blood, it's disqualified. As opposed to shechita, a shechita is kosher by a zar, a shechita is kosher by an isha. So since it's a chumrah by Kabbalah, maybe only Kabbalah has a psul of lishma, but when it comes to shechita, there is no psul of lishma. That's why you need a separate source for both the zvicha and Kabbalah alone. Now there's an interesting discussion here. This word Isha, there's a machlok, is whether the word, it says Zar, Shekem Psula Bizar V'Isha. Unclear whether Isha should be here. The Shita Mikubetis erases the word V'Isha. Why would the word V'Isha be erased from here? So the machlok is among the Achronim, whether or not the Psul of an Isha by Karbanos is the same Psul of Zar. A woman's also not a Kohen. It says B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nos Aaron. So it's the same exact psul, just like you and I are not Kohanim. She's also not a Kohen. Even though she may have been born to a family of Kohanim or maybe married into the family of Kohanim, she, in the end of the day, she's not a Kohen. She's a Zar. So why have to say Zar and Isha? It's really the same psul of a Zar. So that's how the Shita Mekubetzis understands it, and therefore he erases the word. But other Achronim argue and say, no, an Isha is a different psul. There's a psul of Isha, which is B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nos Aaron, which is independent from the psul of a Zar, a non-Kohen. And one of the rais they bring is, the Mishnah Melech has a suffix. What's the halacha when it comes to a bama? We're going to get to the bama. One of the last prakim of Zvachim is called something bama. So I forget exactly the name of the parak, but it discusses a bama. What's a bama? A bama is a personal mizbeach that was permitted during the 14 years of conquering and dividing the land of Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years of Yeshua ben Nun in Eretz Yisrael. So people are allowed to have their own personal bamos. And there are a number of halachas that are the same as a mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash and some that are different. So when it comes to a bama, everyone agrees that you don't need a kahuna and you don't need big day kuna. A regular zar could do all the avodos on the bama. But the Mishnah Melech wants to know, what about an isha? Is an isha allowed to do an avoda or not? So he said, if it's like a zar, so an isha should be permitted just like a zar could do the avoda on the bama. If an isha is a different psul, so then maybe not. So there's a mefurish Yerushalmi that says, although a zar can do avoda on a bama, an isha is puzzled from doing an avoda on the bama, which indicates then that a isha is a separate psul than that of a zar. But the Shita Mekubetzis thinks differently. He thinks, based on the Gemara in Krisus, that an isha is the same exact psul as zar, and therefore he erases the word here in the Gemara.
The bama is to do also like kavala, madacha, and drinka, or just
for bama? I think all four. I believe so. I think so. We'll see. There's a whole parak, an isolate, one parak all about bamas. We'll see that sugya probably a few months from now. The Gemara now says, so now Ashkechan Shechita v'Kabbalah, we now found a source that Shechita and the Kabbalah both require Lishma. But what about Zrika? Zrika Minon, how do we know Zrika requires Lishma? As well, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me Leilaf Meyahane, learn from Shechita and Kabbalah. Just like those two have a Lishma requirement, so too Zrika should have a requirement for Lishma. Gemara says, can't. Malahani Shekein Tu'unos Tzafon V'yeshan V'chataos Hapnimios. Now, there are if you learn Ezem Akoman, that mission, the fifth parak you say in the morning, so certain kabbanos require being shechted in the north, certain ones can be shechted anywhere that you want. So Shechit and Kabbalah, at least with regards to the kabbanos kachet kachim, require being shechted in the northern part of the Azara, above, north of the Mizbeach. But the Zrika doesn't have to be there, because the Zrika, you walk down to the Mizbeach itself, which is in the center of the Azara, according to most opinions. The Shechit and Kabbalah is on north, and Zrika is down below. So there's a certain Chumrah that Shechit and Kabbalah has, being in the north only, that Zrika doesn't have. Also, when it comes to Chataos Pnimios are Karbanos, that are brought, not the blood is not sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but rather it's sprinkled on the Parochus inside, and also the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Chataos Pnimios has Shechita and Kabbalah, but doesn't share the Zrika on Mizbeach HaChitzon. So therefore, we're looking for Zrika Mizbeach HaChitzon, according to Rashi at least. So therefore, since Zrika doesn't line up nicely with Shechita and Kabbalah, you can't derive Zrika from Shechita and Kabbalah. Now, the Achronim point out here, the Brisker Rav points out, actually, there is a shita that the Mizbeach was all in Tzafon. The whole Mizbeach was completely in the north, which means not only would the Shechita and Kabbalah take place in the north, but the Zrika would also be in the north, because that's where the Mizbeach was situated. So they all have the north. So what would the nafkamina be then between the Shechita and Kabbalah versus the Zrika? So the Brisker Rav says, the Shechita and the Kabbalah have to be, the Kohen or whoever's doing it must stand in the Tzafon. Zrika, although the Mizbech is in the Tzafon, you could stand in the south and throw the blood across the Azara. As long as it lands in the Mizbech, you could be standing in the Darum in the south and still be Yotze the Zrika. So that would still be an Afkamina of Tzafon according to the Brisker Rav. In the end of the day, we can't use Shechita and Kabbalah as a model for Zrika requiring Lishma. So what's the source that Zrika requires Lishma, says the Gemara? El Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, HaZorek et Adam HaShlamim, you throw the blood of the Shlamim. Shetehei Zrika L'shem Shlamim, same idea. So three different drashas for three different avodos. So says the Gemara, Lichta Rachmana B'Zrika, why not just teach me a source of Zrika that HaZorek et Adam Shlamim, that requires Lishma. V'lei Lashminei, and learn Shizvicha and Kabbalah from Zrika. Gemara says you can't learn from Zrika because Dikla Mifrach, you can ask from Zrika, Ma'al Zrika, Shekein Chai Valeh, Zar Misa. So this is a conversation we learned in Maseches Yuma a couple of years ago, that a Zar who does an Avoda, he's Chai Misa. But it's not every Avoda that he does. It has to be an Avoda that's an Avoda Tama, an Avoda Matana. What does that mean? It has to be an Avoda that's giving something, like sprinkling blood, as opposed to Silik, removing something, let's say Chumat Adeshin, which is removing something. That desire is not Chai Misa. Also has to be the Avodah Tama, a final act. It can't be in the process of something. So Zrika is the final act of all the Avodah. But Shechita, and Shechita is permitted by Azar anyways, but Kabbalah Holacha is not the final stage, it's in the middle of a process, so therefore he's not Chai Misa. So since Zrika is the only one of the Dal Avodos that Azar is Chai Misa on, so there's a certain Chumrah, so maybe only Zrika requires Lishma. You can't use that to teach me to Zricha and to Kabbalah, and therefore all three of these avodas right now need separate limudim that you need lishma for each of them. So now the Gemara says Ashkechan Kulu. We have a source for three of them now. What about halacha minon? How do we know halacha carrying the blood after being caught in the instrument and bringing it over to his back? How do we know that also requires lishma? The Chitema, if you're going to tell me leilaf mikulu, you could learn from just like Zricha, Kabbalah, and Zrika all require Lishma, so to the fourth one should fit in very nicely. It should also require Lishma. Halacha requires Lishma. Gemara says you can't learn from all three because Shekein Avoda She'efshar Livatla. The three Avodos of Shechita, of Kabbalah, and Zrika, you can't dispense. You need those three. There's no way to circumvent it. But Tomar Be'olacha She'efshar Livatla. But Halacha doesn't require. You could actually do an Avoda. You could do a whole carbon without having to do Avoda. How so? So Rashi says, if the Kohen stands right next to the Mizbeach, so you can stand in place, shecht it, catch the blood, and throw it in the Mizbeach, you don't need any halacha. So you could do away with halacha, so halacha is unnecessary, and therefore, the other three which are necessary, you can, which have a certain chumrah that you always must do them, you can't use as a model to teach me that halacha, when done, requires the Shema as well. What's the source that halacha, it requires the Shema? El Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hikriv es ha-kol ha-mizbecha. You're supposed to bring it closer to the Mizbeach. Amar Mar, zu halachas evarim la-kevesh. To bring the limbs to the Mizbeach, to the ramp. V'tani, the Brisa says, V'krivo, zu kabbalas dam, to catch the blood. So, really, hikrivo, it's referring to kabbalas dam. I mentioned that before. It's referring to catching the blood, even though the word hikrivo means to come closer. But it's understood, they say the literal meaning is to kabbalas dam. We'll look at Rashi in just a moment. But how come the Pasuk used the word hikrivo to describe Kabbalah's dam? Hikrivo means to bring close. So the Gemara explained, V'yapik rachmana b'lashon holacha, they use the word of hikrivo, which is really synonymous to holacha, to describe Kabbalah. Why? L'meimra d'holacha lotapik michla Kabbalah. That holacha should not be, separate from the holachas of Kabbalah. In other words, just like Kabbalah requires Lishma, so too Halacha requires Lishma as well. Again, the Raya is from the fact that Hikriva, which is describing Kabbalah, the word Hikriva means Halacha. It tells us that they're intertwined, Halacha and Kabbalah, together. Okay. So the Brisker Rav has an interesting Raya here. There's a discussion at what point, what is considered Halacha? So is Halacha carrying the blood and limbs to the bottom of the ramp? Or does it mean carrying up the ramp to the Mizbeach? So he brings a Raya from the Gemara that says that halacha is lakevish to the ramp, the halacha is only to the bottom of the ramp. But once you carry the limbs and blood up the ramp, that's already bichlal haktar. That's already bichlal zrika, going up the ramp. That's his initial understanding from the Gemara. But he ends up bringing a Gemara in Eruvim, which is a little bit more involved. He says it can't be the case. Even up the ramp is considered a continuation of the halacha. And haktara and zrika doesn't take place until you actually start throwing things on top of the esh.
Well, so he learns it because of the fact that you can skip the whole halacha. Is that what he does?
No, he learned it from the lashon of lakevesh, to the ramp. Halacha zevarim lakevesh.
Right, but you can also learn from the fact that if you're saying that that you can get away without halacha and not bring it up, then it's not kosher. Then there's no possibility of doing it of skipping the old halacha.
Interesting. That's also the interesting right. Meaning, even if you do it next to it, that's by zrika. You're saying
right.
If you're doing the halacha zevarim, in theory, you could throw them on top as well. I guess you could chuck them on top of this bemer. Yeah.
So he said right. Okay.
Yes, you could do that. Okay. Rana says halfway down the Amadir of Ashkechan Shinoi Kodesh. We just brought four psukim that if you do Shinoi Kodesh, which means for the Adal of Odos, you thought of Ola for Shlomim or Shlomim for Ola or any other combination, if you change the Kodesh, the name of the object, the Karbam, that's going to be possible. Those are four different sources. But what about Shinoi Bailam Minon? How do we know if you change who's going to be receiving the Kapara? How do you know that's going to be disqualified also for the different Avodos? So the Gemara explains as follows. Amar Pinchas Breder of Ami. Amar Ka, the Pasuk says, Ubisar Zevach Todas Shlomov. The meat of the Zevach of the Karban Toda is for Shlomov. That means, Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Toda. When you do the Zvicha, it should be L'Shem Toda. So isn't that Kodesh? That's not Shinoi Bailam, that's referring to Shinoi Kodesh. Making sure that the Toda is done for the Toda. The Kodesh is being stained. Staying the proper Lashma. So Gemara said, but we don't need that. It may no inyan L'Shinoi Kodesh because we already brought four sources that the four avodas require Lashma. So this is not needed for Shinoi Kodesh. The Nafkal Amihasim, we learned them above. Teneo inyan L'Shinoi Bailam. You can now apply it to Shinoi Bailam of changing who is receiving the carbon. So the Gemara says, V'hai L'Hachudasa. Is the word Zevach Todas Shlomov coming to teach me the drasha we just made? Haimi Barleitz needed for a separate drasha. L'chadatani, the Braisa tells us. Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlomov says the pasuk, and Abba Chanan Omer he says Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. In the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Bali Lami comes to teach me Toda Sheshachta L'Shem Shlomim is Kshera. Shlomim Sheshachta L'Shem Toda Psula. If I take a Toda and a Kohen takes a Toda and I shecht it, the Shem Shlomim, that's good. But if I take a shlomim and shecht it to a toda, that's not good. Because a shlomim is the category, broad category. Toda is very specific. So a toda is under the category of shlomim. So if I have a toda, think of it as a shlomim, it's good because toda is a type of shlomim. But to say a shlomim is a toda, it's not true. Not every shlomim is a toda. So that's why it's the shlomim to have in mind for toda is no good, but toda having in mind shlomim is good. The Gemara says that same thing. Ma hefish bein zeh lazeh. Why is one case kasher, one case pasul? Toda kruya shlomim. Toda is a type of shlomim, so therefore if you change from toda to shlomim, it's good. But the ein shlomim karin toda, but a shlomim isn't called a toda, and therefore it's going to be pasul. So we see, either way, the pasuk of Bazar Sevach Toda Shlomim is teaching me that the Shema of Toda Shlomim works one way, but now the other way, it's not telling me that the Zvicha has to be done l'shma, though. Just tells me if you switch around the different lishmas, but who knows, maybe you don't need to have any lishma, maybe it just should be stam. So the Gemara says, no, anan mizevach karminam. We learn from the word zevach. The drasha of toda and shlomiv comes from the words toda shlomov. The drasha that we're making in our Gemara now is zevach, that the zevach has to be l'shem, whatever carbon is being brought for. So now the Gemara says, akati mi barlei, chatas v'yasham minayin. How do we know that? So this all brings the proof that toda requires l'shma. The zvich of a toda requires l'shma of the bailam. But how do you know the chatas v'yasham minayin? That also requires the shame bailam as well. Gemara says, tamalomar, zevach, it says zevach. Imke, so it tells us zevach. Any type of zevach, whether it's a chatas or an asham, all of them require l'shma, l'shem bailam. So the Gemara says, imke, if that's the case, nichtav kra basar toda shlomov zevach my zevach shma mina tarti. We're learning all these different drushes from this that the zevach of any type of carbon is required, it has to be l'shem the bailam. Okay, interesting. Toses at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi shinoi bailam minolam. Rashi explains here, Shetzarach l'shochto al menash she is kapru bo by love v'lo she is kapru bo acher. When you do a zvicha, when the shechit is being done, it has to be on the menas that the person who's bringing it gets the kapara, and not Reuven getting kapara. So the Briskra points out this is really not so accurate in Rashi, because not every carbon that we're discussing has to do with a kapara. Toda, we're talking about a carbon toda. A carbon toda has nothing to do with a kapara. It's simply a carbon of thanks. It's shayach for a chatas, it's shayach for an ashim to talk about kapara, but it's really lav dafka, because not every single carbon shlamim doesn't require. And the Briskra says, we'll see later on, Tosos tells us that a meiser and bechor also require l'shem balim, and that has nothing to do with the kapara. So when Rashi uses the language of kapar here, it doesn't really mean kapar. It just means whatever chiv is being fulfilled, make sure it's being fulfilled for the baal who's actually bringing it. Gemara now says the last 10 lines of the Amud here, Ashkechan Zvicha. So we just brought a Beraya that the Zvicha has to be l'shem baal. What about Shar Vodus Minol? And what about Kabbalah Halacha and Zrika? The Chitayim and Leif Mizvicha learn from Zvicha that it requires l'shem baalim, and Mal Zvicha Shein Kein Posel Shelo l'shem Ochum B'Pesach. We saw above that no, there's a certain chumra that Zvicha has that the others don't have, that a Zvicha can actually disqualify a Pesach, but the other Vodos can't disqualify a Pesach. So Gemara says, I'll tell you how, Nemra Zvicha B'Shinoi Kodesh. We saw above it says Zvicha by Shinoi Kodesh, which we said all four Avodos apply to Shinoi Kodesh. But Nemra, now it says Zvicha B'Shinoi Bailam in the context of the Karban Toda. So now we have a Gzer Shava. Ma Zvicha Hamura B'Shinoi Kodesh. Lo Chelkas Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. There's no distinction in the world of Shinoi Kodesh. We brought Raya's that all four Avodos require the Shem, the Kodesh. All four avodas should come as a group, and it should apply. You should require the shame bailim for all four avodas. Gemara says can't be true because iklim mifrach. You could still ask. Mal shinoi kodesh shekain psula begufa v'yeshno barba amos or arba avodas rather v'yeshal achar misa v'yeshno betzibur kibiyachid. A lot going on. Get familiar with this. We're going to see a lot of this throughout the Seder Kachim, trying to line up, you know, which has more chumras, which has more kulas. So the Gemara just lists them, expecting us to understand what they mean here. Let's discuss this one more time. Shinui Kodesh has more psulim than that of Shinui Bailim. And we'll see through the psulim in just a second. So therefore, since there are more chumras by Shinui Kodesh, maybe only Shinui Kodesh requires the Shema of all four avodas. But Shinoi Bailim, which have less requirements, maybe only requires the Shema for the Zvicha, but not for the other three Avodas. So what are these four Chumras of Shinoi Kodesh? Again, Psula Begufa. It's an inherent Psul. Gemara will explain just in a second. There's an inherent Psul when you change the Shinoi Kodesh from a Chatas to a Shlamim or Ola. That's an inherent Psul, as opposed to Shinoi Bailim. That's external. The owner who's getting it, that's something external. Number two is the Yeshna Ba'arba Avodos. We have four clear sources that Shinoi Kodesh has a psul for each four. We don't have four sources for the Avodos for Shinoi Bailim. Number three, Yeshna L'Achar Misa. What does Yeshna L'Achar Misa mean? Look at Rashi, the last two lines of the page here. Hamafrish Karbano, a person separates a Karbano, Mace, he dies. Hayoish, the one who inherits the father, Makrivo, Shaykh Bo Shinoi Kodesh. He's Makrivit. So when the Yorish has it, if he has the wrong intent, the wrong carbon, he could still disqualify that carbon of his father through Shinoi Kodesh. Avalo Shinoi Bailim, but you cannot have Shinoi Bailim after the person dies because Sharei Mesu Balav. The moment the father dies and Reuven inherits it, Reuven can't bring his father's chatas. The chatas only works for the one who brought it. So it's already puzzle once the father dies. You can't do a Shinoi Baal of a Yorish. Shalach HaMitzah Shinoi Baal is not even Shaykh. So that's a third area where it's a chumra of Shinoi Kodesh. And the fourth example is Yeshna B'Tzibur Kibiyachid. You can have Shinoi Kodesh by Tzibur. If I have a carbon tamid and the coin shechs it for a chatas, that's puzzle. That's Shinoi Kodesh. But to do Shinoi Bailim, there's no Shinoi. Who's the owner of the Tzibur? Everyone owns it. There's no such thing as Shinoi Bailim. And therefore, there's another chumra. And a fascinating discussion comes from this discussion here, this sugya, about the Rabbi Kiva Eger has his chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that women are pater from tefillas musaf. Why? Because who's involved in the carbon musaf? Those who have to pay machatzis a shekel. Women don't pay machatzis a shekel. Since they don't pay, they don't fund the karbanos tzibur. They're pater from karbanos tzibur. They don't have to daven carbon musaf. The reason why they daven shacharis mincha marav, that's not only about karbanos. Those are also stam, just davening. But musaf is all about the carbon musaf. And since women don't pay for the shkalim, they can't be involved in carbon musaf and they can't daven. So I saw in the back here, they quoted, I forget who this is from already, maybe Amudei Esh, I think they quoted here, they argued, says, what do you mean? if it's really true that women are not bechlal but tzibur, so you can have a shinui bailim by the tzibur. If you say the carbon tamid l'shem nashim, so now it's disqualified, and that's a raya that women are bechlal carbon musaf, even though they don't pay the machas shekel. Why is that? So l'chor, the reason is, there's a machlokas, why you pay machas shekel. Is it because to give a kapara for Bnei Israel, or is it to fund the karbanos tzibur? If you assume it's to fund the karbanos tzibur, so then I can understand why women aren't bechlal. But machas shekel is really to give a kapara for Bnei Israel. The women didn't need kapara, they were not involved in the chayda egel, so it's just to give a kapara. Once we have the money, may as well use it for a good cause for Karbanos Tzibur. But that's not the only way into Karbanos Tzibur. Women can be involved even without having to pay the machzor shekel. Either way, yeah.
They do the musaf.
According to some posting, we pass on that women do say musaf. We pass on that way. There's a chumrah that also, because of this, child under the age of 20, the machlok is what age a man pays shkalim. Is it 13 or 20? Ramban and others argue. So if you assume like the Ramban who says the age of 20, I think he holds that way, if you're under 20, you shouldn't be the chazan for musaf, because you can't bring a shekel according to some poskim. Rav Shimrach has that chumrah. Not everyone agrees to that, though. We don't say ishto kugufo. I'm not sure if she's married. You're saying may she be bechlal through her husband. If she's single, though.
The way he does. If she's right, she's married. Right.
If she's single, then
it's a problem.
Right. So, anyways, at the end of the day, we see that there are four chumras that Shinui Kodesh has that Shinui Bailam doesn't. In which case, that maybe four avodas only apply to Shinui Kodesh, not to Shinui Bailam. Wow, it's late. So Gemara says, Dalam Rebbe's top line viafa gab the tarti lav dafka. Even though two are not really so exact, two of the four don't really work out well. Tarta mia dafka, but two of the questions were good questions. What do you mean? Maishna shinoi bailim de lahavi psula begufa. How come shinoi bailim, if you change the owner, that's not called an inherent psul? Machshava ba'alma, because it's just a machshava, the coin that has some machshava, that machshava is external to the actual carbon. So she says the same thing. Shinoi kodesh also nami machshava ba'alma hu. You didn't stab the animal, you had a machshava. That's considered external. Any machshava is considered external and not inherent psul. So that's going to be equal to both shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailam. So now we neutralize the psul beguf, doesn't apply. That's not a difference. And Ella, came in the achshavei pasle, hachanami came in the achshavei pasle. Once the Kohen thought about a machshava, it disqualifies whether shinoi kodesh, shinoi bailam. So that neutralizes. We're down to only three differences. Rav Pinchas b'rei Rav Meri damar yesh shinoi bailam lachar misa, and he actually holds there can be such a thing as a shinoi bailam even after the owner dies. You could still have it. It's still shayach. Fine, without getting involved in the details. So we're down to two differences. In the end of the day, however, tartamia iklamifrach, there are at least two chumras that shinoi kodesh has that shinoi bailam doesn't have. So what's the source that again the three other avodos are shayach apostle shinoi bailam? So ella amar Rav Ashi amar Kra. The pasuk says v'nir tzalo lechaper alav. The pasuk says a lav v'lo al chaver, for you and not for anyone else. So this is v'nir tzalo. It's referring to the kapara of zrika. Zrika is where you get the ritzui, the kapara. So zrika has to be dafka lebailam. So Gemara says v'hai lehachudasa. Is it really teaching me that drasha we just made? Hai mibailates needed to another drasha. The Tanya, the Brisa tells me the Venir Tilo Lachapir Lava, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Es Sha'olav Chai Bachvir. So that which is upon you, a personal obligation, you have a responsibility to ensure that that nether is brought. Veshe'enu, all of that which is not coming upon you. You say, let's say the animal, a behema zoo is a carbon. That's not a lie. A lie, I have to make sure I bring an animal, no matter whether my animal dies or not. I have to always make sure there's a backup. If I say zoo, only that animal's chayv, but that's not a love. Eino chayv Bachvirusu. So, Amar of Yitzchak, Bar of Dimi, my time, and what's the reason, the basis of Rabbi Shimon? The Kevan, the Amar, a lie, since you say a lie, it's on me, Kimanda Tonle Akafte Dami. It's as if he's carrying it on his shoulder. In the end of the day, we see with the word Allah is telling me a Neder versus Nadava. The difference between Neder and Nadava, it's not available to teach me Allah below Al Chaveru. Rav Ashi comes along and says, Mi Venir Tzalo Lechaper Kamar. Two different drushes. Allah is telling me Rabbi Shimon's drasha of a lie versus zu, and lo near tzalo is telling me that lo v'lo al chaver. So it's available for two different drashas, and this is the source now that zrika also requires the shame bailim and shinoi bail will be possible. So Gemara now says, fine, we have two sources of avodos, Ashkechan Zvicha Vizrika, that has to be L'shem Bailim. But what about Kabbalah Minon? How do you know that the Kabbalah has to be L'shem Baal as well? If you're going to tell me Leilav Mizvicha Vizrika, learn from Zvicha and Zrika, that requires Shinui Bailim, or rather can't allow Shinui Bailim, so too Kabbalah doesn't allow Shinui Bailim? Gemara says you can't, because there are two chumras. Mal zvicha v'zrika, shekein avoda shechayav mala b'chutz. There's a concept of shchutei chutz, shechting or doing karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, shechayav karis for them. If you do shchita b'chutz, you do a zrika b'chutz, shechayav. But if you do a kabbalah b'chutz, you're not chayav. So there's a chumra by zrika and zvicha, so maybe only those two require l'shem b'alim, as opposed to holacha, which is rather kabbalah, which is not subject to holacha b'chutz, maybe doesn't require l'shem b'alim. So Ella Amar of Ashi, what's the reason why you need a Kabbalah L'Shem Bailim? Asim Me'ail Nazir, the goat of the Nazir, the ram rather of the Nazir, El Nazir, Dichsiv Vesa'ail Yaseh Zevach Shlomim. What do you mean as Ail Yaseh? Shetehe Asiyasa L'Shem Shlomim. That all the different actions, all the different avodas of the Ail of the Nazir should be L'Shem Shlomim. So L'Shema. Well, we don't need the Shina Kodesh, we need L'Shem Shlomim. The main Indian Shinui Kodesh, Dinafka Le Mahasim, already learned that all Dalat of Odas require Shinui Kodesh, so this is extra. So then we could say Tanayu Indian Lishinui Bailim, plug it over to Shinui Bailim. So this is the source that all the Avodas of all the Avodas require L'Shem Bailim. Gemara says, Amale Rav Acha Bar Abba, he challenges this and says, the Rava, Ema Yasa Klal. Maybe this is really a Klal prop. It says, Esayil Yasa, do everything, which is a klal, which is a very generic statement. And that's a zevach, which is proud, which is specific. Do a zevach, which is zvich, which is a shchita only. And we have a klal, whenever it's a klal prat, a generic statement, and then a specific statement, klal prat only, ein bechlal ela masheb prat. Then we only have whatever's mentioned the prat. The klal expanded everything, and prat says, no, it's only that one thing mentioned the prat. So now all we have is really zevach. So the Gemara says, Ein bechal el mashir beprat zvicha in midach min alo. All we have is zevach. So zevach is the only thing that requires l'shma. We no longer have a source that all the other avodos require l'shem b'alim as well, because it's a klal uprat. Gemara says, no, this is not a klal uprat. Iksiv yaseh shlomim zevach kidekamras. If the words were out of order, it would have made sense. But hash, now that says, diksiv yaseh zevach Shlomim havele klal she'eno mole. It's a klal that's not full. It doesn't make any sense. Because yase means yase what? It doesn't say what to do. It's missing something. It's lo mole. It's not full. It doesn't make any sense. If it said yase shlomim zevach, that would make sense. Yase, make a shlomim. Do everything to shlomim. But then the zevach is prat. But a klal prat without explaining what the klal is, that's not a klal mole and doesn't fit into the klal prat type of drasha. So again, he says, "V'chol klal she'eno mole, eino donin oso b'chal prat," and therefore it is a drasha that yaseh, as al yaseh, do all the asios l'shem shlamim. It's an available drasha. Ravina argues. Ravina Amar says, "No, this is a klal prat. Yaseh is a klal, zevach is a prat." But he says, "You know what? There's actually a klal on the other end as well." Ravina says, "Liolam donin v'lash donim v'lashem chazar klal." The end of the pasuk says, "V'sa'il yaseh zevach shlamim lashem." Lashem is all inclusive. So yaseh is a klal, zevach shlamim is a prat, and lashem again is a klal. So now we can invoke klal prat or klal, and anything that's keina prat, not only the prat, but anything similar keina prat, we can expand it. So just like the zevach, the prat was a zvicha. Things similar, meaning the other three avodos, are also going to have the same din that should all be l'shem shlamim. Gemara now says, wait a second though. V'halo dami as amr le Rav Acha b'difti le Ravina. He challenges Ravina. This is not a klal pradu klal, because v'halo dami klala kama le klala basra. They're very different. The klal in the beginning isn't similar to the klal at the end. Klala kama, the first klal, mar basios v'sulo, includes only actions, meaning only dalet avodos of zrika, kabbalah holacha, and zrika, shchita rather, kabbalah holacha, zrika. But klalabasa, the second one, is kol Hashem, anything to Hashem, afilu shvicha shirayim vaktaris emurim, which are not avodos. There are other stages which are not called the dalet avodos. One of them is after you've done all the zrika, there's still a lot of blood left over in the kli. you pour that on the one of the areas in the bottom of the Mizbeach, we'll get to it, the Yisod, there's an area you just dump all the blood and it trickles off. That's called Shvicha Shiraim. That's not an avoda. That's included in Lashem. Anything Lashem, even Shvicha Shiraim is Lashem. We're bringing the Avarim, the limbs to the Mizbeach, that's also not one of the Dal Avodos, but still Lashem. So the Klal Kama, the first one, is limited to Dal Avodos. The Klal Basar, the Lashem, is including either other types of actions, the beyond the Dal Avodos. So you can't make a Klal Prat, or Klal, when the two Klalim are different. So Gemara says, no, Hatana de Rabbi Shmuel, b'Klal Prat. Tana de Be'er Yishmael was known to darshan Klal Prat Klals, and he was Darish Hai Kiai Gamna Klal Prat Klal. He was darshaning such a type of Klal. He wasn't makbe that the first Klal and the second Klal be exactly the same, and therefore you can make the drasha. So doing full circle, the Gemara says, therefore, that it's a Klal Uprat Uklal. So the Gemara says, wait a second now. Just like the prat, the detail, the example given is a zevach, which is an avoda, and requires lishma, lishlamim, the zevach shlamim, so too, through the cloud, prat uklal, af kol avoda, ubain lishma. So too, every other avoda, namely the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, require lishma as well. I think now there's a question. I think e ma prat. I think this one is the question. Now e ma prat mefur shavoda. If the prat which is mentioned is the zavach v'chayav maleba chutz, and for shechting an animal in chutz, you're chayav. So there's a certain chumrah that zvicha has that shchutei chutz is aser. So af kol avoda v'chayav maleba chutz. So too, only similar avodas that are chay b'chutz should be b'chlal this drasha, and only those should require l'shem b'ilim. What's that? It must be including only shchita v'zrika in. Those two require l'shma, l'shem b'ilim only. But Kabbalah halacha lo, but Kabbalah halacha don't, or not, you're not chayv for Kabbalah halacha done b'chutz. So maybe they're not going to be part of this equation, and you don't require l'shem b'ilim. Inami, alternatively, ma prat mefurish davar hatan tzafon v'yeshin b'chataos apnimis. Just like the one example given, the zvicha, the Isle Nazir, has to be done b'tzafon in the north, and it's shayach for chataos apnimis. Even those karbanos that the zrika on the inside part of the base of Mikdash, not on the outside mizbeach. So the shchita is applying to those two areas. So too, we could only include af kol hatan tzafon, only other vodas that require being done in the north. And also yeshna bechataos apnimos and are shaykh by the inner brought karbanos. So that would include shchita the Kabbalah in, because Kabbalah has to be done b'tzafon, and Kabbalah shaykh v'chataos apnimos as well. So according to this avenue, we're taking a shchita the Kabbalah in, but zrika lo, we're excluding zrika in this case. So we're not sure which drasha to make. If you're doing the klal prato klal, what's the limit from zvicha? Is it because zvicha is b'tzafon and chataos apnimos, or because zvicha is shchut echutz? So Gemara says, since you could say either drasha, and they both make sense to either include Kabbalah or to include Zrika, so then the Gemara says, then the Shkulenhen, they both make equal sense. Yavo Shneim include both of them, both drasha are true. So now we're saying Zrika plus Zvicha, and rather Zvicha plus Kabbalah and Zrika. Alternatively, Gemara says Lishna Achrina, just the same exact conclusion, but just said a different way. Chada v'chada teku b'milsa. You can learn Kabbalah from one drasha, and you can learn Zrika from the other drasha, and they both make sense. Ibai same. Alternatively, Gemara says Zrika midir v'ashi nafka. Maybe really we're taking the drasha to include only Kabbalah. How do we know Zrika? Zrika we know from above because Rav Ashi said earlier v'nir talo v'lachavero. So that's how we know Zrika, Kabbalah, and Zrika. What about halacha? Halacha wasn't addressed, was it?
No.
I don't think Gemara asks this, actually.
What was the limud on?
It must be because of Kabbalah. That's why it's from Amr Allah, because just like Kabbalah, has to be that, yeah. Okay, the Gemara now says, last three narrow lines of the page here, Ashkechan El Nazir, we just saw a very nice raya from the El Nazir. The El Nazir requires Lishma for all Dalet Avodas. What about Shar Shlamim Minal? Now, other types of Shlamim, V'chitema Nelef Me'El Nazir, learn from El Nazir. Gemara says you can't. Mal El Nazir, Shekein Yeshi Modamim Achirim. The El Nazir, the ram for the Nazir, has other bloods being brought with it. There are other karbanos. There's an Ola and there's a Chatas that's being brought by it. So there's a lot of karbanos going on. So maybe only the world of Nazir, you require Lishem Bailim for all the different stages. But what about other types of karbanos where it's just a single karbon? Shlamim, how do you know that requires Lishma? Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, Nichtov Shlamav. when it says above in the Esail Yaseh Zevach, it should say Zevach Shlamav. It's Shlamav. Why does it say Zevach Shlamim, sounding more generic? To tell me, my Shlamim, the Rabbos call Shlamim, that all Shlamim requires L'shem Bailim for all Dalet Avodos. So great. Ashkechan Shlamim. We have now a Raya for all Shlamim requiring Dalet Avodos L'shem Bailim. What about Shar Kol Kachim? What about Chatas and Ola? How do you know? If you're going to tell me, you should say Nilaf Mishlamim, learn from Karban Shlamim. Mal Shlamim Shekein Taun and Smicha V'Nesachem V'Tenufa Chazei V'Shok. Shlamim has certain chumers that number one, you do a smicha, you need to lean on the carbon. Number two is it has Nesachem, some wine that's accompanying the carbon. Number two, you do a tenufa, you shake the Chazei V'Shok, the chest and the thigh, the leg of it. You don't have that by other carbonos. So maybe only Shlamim requires the chumra of the Shem Bailim, but not other carbonos. El Amakra, the Pasuk says, Zos haTorah liola l'mincha ulchatas la'ashem ulmiluim lezevach hashlamim. So we see at the end lezevach hashlamim hekeshen akasa l'shlamim. All those listed is connected to shlamim. Ma shlamim bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim always requires bainin l'shma afkol. So to all the other kabbalas listed bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim bainin l'shma, you require l'shma. Let's finish off just the top of Amud Aleph now. Seema hecha deshachil lehu shelo l'shma. So let's say if the guy shechted it, and it should be possible. If he shechted a shalom shema, it should be disqualified. Rashi says here, five lines up, lifsele, sherei lo nasa kilchas, and you didn't do it properly. So you shechted an ola for a shlomim, or you shechted it for this guy as opposed to that guy. It should be possible. Vein tvikasan materes bisarn lachila. So we said all of this stuff, it's even though it's not ola labailim, it's still a kosher animal. You could still, the first Mishnah said, the first line said, whenever the Shina Kodesh, the carbon could still be brought, it's just not ola l'shem bailim. So how come we don't say the entire carbon is puzzle? It should be disqualified. So the Gemara says, Amar Kala Pazik says, we saw this in Beis Amun Aleph, Motzis Vasecha Tishmor, that which comes from your mouth you should preserve and keep. Vasisa kashinar dart, and do like you did like the neder you made. And Pasuk continues to say that lokecha nedava asher dibarta beficha. So first the Pasuk says nedarta, and then it says nedava. Neder and nedava are two different things. A neder is a personal obligation, a lie. And nedava is where I say this animal zoo behema zoo. So neder is not a nedava. So how come it switches the two? So Gemara says hi nedava nederu ella im kamash nedarta asisa ye neder. If you did like you made the nether, that you bring an ola, you did every stage as an ola, great, do it as a nether. Im lav, if you switch something around, so no longer are you fulfilling it as a nether, yay nedava, at least bring it as a nedava, you could still bring it as a carbon. So the Pasuk tells us that the carbon, even though you did a shinui, it's not going to disqualify it, it's still going to be a kosher carbon. So Gemara now says, "Itzirich lemotzis vasecha, itzirich zos haTorah." We have a drasha now of motzis vasecha. We have a drasha we just brought above of zos haTorah, connecting all the karbanos to shlamim. Why I need both these pesukim? So the Gemara explains, "Mizos haTorah, diiksev rach, iksa kaz rachman motzi." If we just had the pasuk motzis vasecha, that if you don't keep the neder, at least keep the nedava, at least bring the carbon, even though you still have an outstanding personal obligation. So the Gemara says, "Lo yada b'may kaz rachmana zos haTorah." Motzi vasecha, we have no idea what it's referring to. Keeping your word with regards to which halacha. So the word zos haTorah is telling me it's referring to the halachas of lishma. Now, ikas rachmana zos haTorah, have we taught zos haTorah to connect all the karbanos to shlamim? I would have thought lipaslo. He has to be like shlamim, and if there's a shinoi, it should disqualify the animal entirely. You can't bring it as a karban. Therefore, kasr rachmana motis vasecha, even though you can't keep the nether anymore because you did a shinoi, you could still bring it as a nedava, and it's not going to disqualify the carbon. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.